Is that an alphabet in your pocket, or are you just happy to see D E D B D duckies? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. All right, well, thank you to Moby Dick and Two Buoys for that catchphrase submission. I don't think that's going to stick. I don't even understand it, quite honestly. Are you just happy to see me? But then C D E, I get. But then it goes back to D, and then B, and then back to D again. I don't quite understand it. It's not spelling anything. Let me ask our main guest. Do you understand anything of what I just said there?
Honestly, no.
You don't? Okay, good. I'm not crazy then.
No, no.
You're not gaslighting me, are you?
No.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Because I don't like it when my guests do that.
I wouldn't, because I don't get it.
Okay, good. Okay, we're on the same page here.
Good, I think so.
Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. My name is Scott Aukerman. We have a great episode today. We're going to be talking to that person that you just heard. Maybe you recognize their voice. It would be weird if you recognize their voice. I mean, you have a kind of unique voice.
Thank you.
But I wouldn't say like totally recognize. It's not like you're not like who has the most recognizable voice in the world?
Oh, for me, probably like Sam Jackson.
Right. Do you do impression of Sam Jackson or anything like that?
No.
Yeah, neither do I. How about like John Wayne? Like he's like hello, partner. Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's a recognizable voice.
Oh, that's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Man, I'd love to get him on the show. Yeah. Do you know him?
No. No,
Why do you say it like that? No, like you possibly do.
I was thinking about people who might have met him that I know.
Fortune, Feimster.
I know of Fortune. I met her once. She's okay. So cool. But no, I don't think
she did that TV show with him. She was on this show to promote it.
What show?
Can you believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger had a TV show?
What?
Yeah, on Netflix.
I know the documentary, but I know he had a TV show.
You know the documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen the documentary
yet. You have to watch the documentary.
Really? What's it about?
It's just about his life, his career.
Pumping Iron Days? The rest?
It goes back to that. It goes back to his father.
His father? Who's his father?
I think
Is it someone famous?
No. Well, I'm sure to him.
He's like probably one of the guys he knows best.
I mean, it's probably famous to him and a couple Jewish folks back in those days. But no, I think his dad was a Nazi or something.
Oh,
like that.
Hello.
I think he was. Or his granddad.
He wasn't like the main guy, right?
No, not Hitler.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because I was going to say, if Arnold Schwarzenegger is Hitler's son, we are burying the lead on this guy. Like, everyone's talking about twins.
I mean,
that should be the main topic of conversation.
I would say so. Like, that being his dad is way cooler than, I guess, you know, Predator or anything.
Well,
like
we've given you a little bit more source material to try to figure out who our main guest is.
Hannibal.
Hannibal?
I'm Hannibal.
Hannibal Burris or Hannibal Lecter?
I'm Hannibal Burris.
I don't quite know, but we'll figure this out in a second. Okay. Coming up a little later on the show, we have an entrepreneur. We also have a singer-songwriter. That's very exciting.
It is.
Yeah, coming up a little later.
Yeah, I like multifacets, you know.
Yeah, have you ever been an entrepreneur or a singer-songwriter?
I've wanted to be all three of those things at the same time, but it never worked out.
I'm sure you have a loan-out company.
I do.
So, yeah, you're an entrepreneur. We're having entrepreneurs back on the show, by the way. We banned them for a while.
That's good.
Yeah, so we're having we would have small business owners back on, but I said 2024, let's just open the floodgates. Let's get entrepreneurs back on.
What changed everything?
Well, for me, it just, we had too many entrepreneurs between like COVID times and now. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But I just started to feel bad for entrepreneurs that they can't get their...
They love talking.
They do. They love talking.
They love talking.
And so does our main guest. And you'll be thankful for that. Now, I have said this before and I'll say it again. Hopefully I'll say it again, but stars are back on Comedy Bang Bang. We had a rough patch there during the strike where all we had were authors. Oh, bleh. But now we have a true star back on Comedy Bang Bang.
This is true.
He has never done the show before. Very excited to have him. Been a big fan for a long time. You know him from shows like Crashing and Superior Donuts. You know him from the movie Coming to the Number 2 America. But now he has a new movie that just hit Amazon. It's called Ricky Stenicki. I've seen this and we'll talk about it at length. Because I'm not going to watch a 2-hour movie and then not talk about it at length with someone. We're going to hit all the plot points.
Yes.
We're going to talk about structure.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about our favorite laughs. Please welcome Jermaine Fowler. Hi. Yeah, it's clapping for yourself. I'll clap too. I'll join in. There you go. Yeah.
Thanks for watching the movie, dude.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. It's great to have you on the show. Stand-up comedian extraordinaire, of course, and also actor. You've been in a million things.
Wow. I had that realization a couple of days ago too.
Yeah. Did you feel like, oh man, why I haven't been in enough stuff? And then you looked at your IMDb and were like, oh no, I've been in too much.
Yeah. My first movie was Sorry to Bother You, you know, and
Sorry to Bother You, great film.
Thank you, man. Yeah, Boots, man. That was my first film. I auditioned for that one. So he
And ever since then, Offer Only.
Man, I wish I
What's the last audition you did?
Last audition I did, it was for it was for a Netflix show, and
was Arnold Schwarzenegger in it?
No, okay. No, nah. I wish if that was
because Fortune got it instead of you. I'm sorry to say.
That makes sense. Fortune is the best. I forgot the series. I don't remember.
Yeah, honestly. That's fine. We don't need. I mean,
they didn't book me, so it don't matter. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. How many? What's your ratio of auditions? Here was my ratio when I was, now I, of course I'm offer only, which means I do not work, but,
but you know, your standards.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to be driving to the West Side every other day, trying to audition for, anyway, here was my ratio. I would audition 100 times and get 0 of them. How about you? What is your ratio?
The thing is, I have, when it comes to auditions, I have low self-esteem.
Mm.
So I don't take them seriously. So when I do auditions, I just go, I improvise a lot. I don't really care. You know what I mean?
We've talked about this on the show, I believe, before. Yeah. But I was talking to a fellow comedian who said, oh, no, you should just improvise a lot in your auditions because that's what makes you special. 50% of the time, the writer will hate that you did that. And will be offended that you tried to improve their script. And the other 50% of the time, they'll be like, oh, here's someone who can improve our script.
Yes, that's a fact. But luckily for that person, the writers don't really have a lot of say in the hiring. So it's usually the producer.
True, although sometimes the writer is the producer. And
That's the case, then that is the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I tried it back when I was auditioning. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, the first time I tried it, the person got really upset at me.
They do get offended. There's some real sticklers out there. But you got to show people what you can do.
Exactly.
So, that's the word. You got to be additive. And I think you just can't go on tangents. You know what I mean? You just can't go on a whole thing. But I think if you can add something that, you know, does complement the story or the character or the scene, then why not go for it?
So. Did you audition for Coming to America?
Hell yeah, I did. That was the audition. I didn't think they would even pick me. So I went super improv heavy on the self-tape.
Right. And this, by the way, if people don't know what this is, there's a movie called Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this. This came out, if I were to guesstimate, 88, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it. Coming to America. We say these words all the time. Coming to America. Mm-hmm. Now, smash cut to 30 years later, they put out another movie and it's called Coming to America. And you're like, what?
Uh-huh.
But here's where it differs.
Ooh.
The two is not spelled T-O.
Nah.
It's not even spelled T-W-O, although it's meant to imply that.
Mm-hmm.
It is the number two.
Mm.
And it is a sequel to that first Coming to America.
It is. It was supposed to be called Coming to America Again.
Really?
No.
As well.
As well.
Additionally, Coming to America. But you played Eddie Murphy's son in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Prince
What was that like? I mean, obviously, Eddie Murphy is such a touchstone for many comedians. Is like, I mean, you're probably younger than me by like 2 years. But, you know, I remember like staying up to watch him on SNL, you know, and my parents wouldn't let me. And so I had to sneak into the living room and all that kind of stuff. What was it like working with him?
Let me tell you something, dude. I went backwards in the Eddie Murphy, you know, what do you call it?
So you watch another 48 hours first, and then 48 hours.
You go further than that. I watch Mulan first.
Really?
And Shrek and all these movies.
Donkey.
Yeah, all that. I watched all that. Because I was born in 88, so like I'm a 90s kid. So I watched Nutty Professor before the SNL stuff and all that. And then I went backwards and kind of just started to really admire him. And I'm like, man, this dude is just, you know, who is this man? And then
who is this guy?
Who is this
Eddie
guy?
Murphy.
Who is this guy? But seriously, I wanted to get into stand-up, and my neighbor, his name was Grady. Grady lived like a couple doors down from me in my apartment complex, and he knew I wanted to get into stand-up, and he gave me this Eddie Murphy VHS tape called
Was it Delirious Raw. Or Raw?
Oh, yes. It was Raw.
Yes, yes.
Raw. I watched Raw. Again, I'm going backwards.
You know he's wearing the red suit in Raw.
Delirious is
Oh,
red
Delirious
suit.
Is where he was. Okay.
Purple suit is...
Purple suit is Raw. That's the yes,
MSG.
That's, right.
That's the MSG performance.
That's right. Yes.
I watched that and I was...
And how did you watch it? Because it was on a VHS.
I had a VHS.
You had one? Oh, okay, good. Yeah. So you didn't have to rent anything. You didn't
I had a VHS
get the RCA
player.
Cables.
Mm-mm. I had a VHS player in the house. That's where I watched True Romance, Men in Black, every Nicolas Cage, The Rock. I watched all those movies back on VHS. And finally popped that in, and I watched it three times that day.
Three times?
Yeah.
Really? Were you? What were you studying? His technique? His construction?
Well, up until that point, I watched Def Comedy Jam, Mike Epps and Martin Lawrence performances. And I really, really admired what caught my eye at first was one, the style, you know, coming on stage with an outfit like that. That was like really cool.
No one's really done outfits in stand up. I'm trying to think. I mean, has anyone done any kind of like bold statement of an outfit like that? Usually people just come out like maybe they're wearing a suit, like they dress up kind of.
Amy did a black leather thing in one of her specials, but I think she did that ironically, as I think, as an homage. I don't remember. I think, but it was a black leather thing.
And Ali Wong, I mean, she was pregnant, so that was kind of a statement, but it's not like you're wearing your unborn baby.
Yeah, exactly.
In a way, you are.
In a way.
But so that's a statement. But yeah, no one's really come out like, Amy was doing it ironically.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie was doing it as, like, don't I look good? In this.
Yeah, because he was
he had
no shirt under it. You know what I mean? It was cool. But also the cinematography was gorgeous.
It was
silhouetted.
Was it directed?
It was Keenan.
It was Keenan directed.
I think
Keenan, or Robert Townsend, didn't he do one of those?
Someone did the skit in the beginning. That might have been either Keenan or Robert.
Okay.
I think Keenan did the special.
Interesting.
And I think Rob did the skit.
Director of Scary Movie and Scary Movie 2.
Dude. But they were all like homies back in those days, and they still are. But the special is gorgeous looking. It's beautiful. Mm. It's shot like a one man show, you know. And then you watch, Richard Pryor live in concert, which to me is the greatest special ever made.
That's his best one because he did like eight of them. Like, and as far as concert movies too, you got Live on the Sunset Strip. You've got like so many of them. So
a lot of albums too. Yeah.
So his best is
Live in Concert.
Live in Concert.
It's the best. I think it's the best.
The best of any.
The best comedy film, stand up comedy film ever.
Wow.
Ever made. And it's again that performance is a one man show disguised as a stand up comedy. Me and Seton Smith talk about that at length. And then at one point a couple years ago, I got a chance to talk to Eddie about that. That special, and it's just the perfect one. It's the one.
Speaking of which, you're on set, you're hanging out with Eddie Murphy. You have to make chit chat at some point, right? I mean, I can only imagine in between takes he's not like just standing there or whatever. But at some point, you have to make chit chat. Are you nervous when you're doing that? Is that especially in the first few days, at some point do you get into a level of ease with him?
No, he's cool. He's cool. I knew him before we shot the film.
Okay.
Miles Murphy, one of his sons, we write together.
Oh, okay.
I met Miles before I met.
So at this point, coming to America, you, by the way, why do you think you don't have a shot at getting it? If you know, if you work with his son, it seems to me like you have the best shot at getting it out of anyone. You have a better shot than me, I'll tell you that much.
I still got to deliver.
True.
I still got to be, you know.
You're like the post service.
I still got to. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to deliver.
I got to deliver.
Through rain, through hail, through sleet, and snow. You got to deliver those lines.
But no, you know, Miles is an amazing, he's so funny. All of his kids are extremely talented.
Really?
Yes, individually. Every single one, very talented. Extremely.
Put them together, they're like a Megatron.
They're like the Voltron of...
Yeah. Who's Megatron? Yeah. Did I get that wrong?
Megatron is Optimus Prime's his nemesis.
These guys, Optimus Prime, Megatron, why don't they have any like normal names like Jim?
Jim?
Yeah.
Is that scary to you?
It's not scary. Oh, you think they're naming themselves in order to be imposing and scary?
I think so.
Optimus Prime, that's pretty scary.
But that's a good guy.
I know. So why? So shouldn't he be like Fred? You know,
that's a really homie name.
Hello, I'm Fred.
I'm Fred.
And why do they turn into things? That's like the stupidest part of Transformers. Well,
okay, so it's funny because originally I think they turned into cars. We went on a way left conversation.
Sure. But,
we went on.
Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang.
I love it. This is just as good as the original conversation. But no, they turned into cars, I think, to hide from humans.
To hide from humans?
Yeah, because they're evil too.
Like, humans drive cars. This is a bad system.
This is true.
To hide their identities from humans. It's like saying, why does Superman turn into Clark Kent? Clark Kent is the car of the Transformers analogy.
Mm-hmm.
So Superman is the Optimus Prime and Clark Kent is the car.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It seems like if they're giant robots, they should just be giant robots, but
it's the '80s and everybody was on cocaine.
It is.
And
that's
like,
true. Anytime something doesn't make sense, you got to factor cocaine into
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Every high concept I've ever seen, like that's from that era. They're all just cocaine. Big ideas.
I watched the We Are the World documentary. Did you watch that?
I heard about it. You're the second person.
It's really good. But the star of the show is cocaine. Like literally everyone's on it. I'm not gonna theorize about who, but I just want to say 99% of them are, and damn, it all makes sense once you realize that.
Quincy, he started. He was the coach.
He was the producer.
Yeah. Okay. And he brought in football players and like.
Well, that's the Super Bowl shuffle.
Super Bowl shuffle. I mixed the Super Bowl shuffle up with...
It's very easy to mix those two things up because they had very similar purposes. One was to feed Africa and one was to brag about how they're going to win the Super Bowl. Very similar songs.
I'm sorry. That's so fucking funny.
But I can see how one would get both of those confused because
it's the
sing-along nature of the songs.
But also the amount of people you're bringing in and the type of people you're bringing in. I'm so sorry.
It's a lot like seeing the Polyphonic Spree. It's like there's 28 people up there on stage. So that's kind of the Super Bowl shuffle of alternative music.
Oh my God. I knew when I was a kid, there was like this football song.
I would love it if you turned on, without having had this conversation, you turned on this, I got to watch this, We Are the World special. And you're like, where are the Chicago Bears? What is Huey Lewis and Cyndi Lauper doing here?
Oh man, I was really hoping.
Michael Jackson? He won the Super Bowl?
Yeah. He's still mad. No matter who he sees, I don't want to see Quincy Jones.
Tell me about Ricky Stenicki, because I watched this last night in preparation of this, mm-hmm. and I don't always do that with films. I sometimes will, you know, watch 20 minutes of it and go like, I understand what it is. I have enough to talk about. But I watched this all the way through. Yeah. It's very funny. Tell me about it. Can you, or do you want me to? Who do you want to do? Or should we switch off sentences?
Let's have a competition. Let's see who describes it better.
Okay, great. Yeah.
All right, cool. Because I'm really bad at describing things. Just
things in general.
Well, log lines, things. Like,
what is this? How would you describe this item that I'm holding up right now?
You're holding a glass of water.
That's pretty good.
It's good.
I think you nailed it.
That'd be a good movie, right?
Glass of water would be a great movie.
Great movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Ricky Stenicki. It's about a group of friends. Who over the course of years have developed this lie that comes back to bite them in the ass in the form of Ricky Stenicki, played by John Cena.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, you kept it to one sentence, which I appreciate, and under 10 seconds, which I think is great.
Okay.
Did it give enough information in order to hook people? I don't quite know.
No.
Let me have a shot. Okay, first of all, it's directed by Peter Farrelly.
Ooh.
It's his... Yeah, I fucked up immediately. So you got to dock me points on that. Directed by Peter Farrelly, who... it's his return to comedy. He hasn't directed a broad comedy like this since the Farrelly brother days, such as Something About Mary and all those kind of movies. But it's his return to the world of comedy, and it stars Zac Efron, yourself, and one other guy.
Andrew Santino. Yeah.
As a group of friends who have, ever since they were young, they made up this fake person, Ricky Stenicki, in order to get out of trouble. They blame things on Ricky Stenicki. They also have used it now in their adult lives to get out of things they don't want to do with their wives or significant others in your husband, I would imagine. Or are you guys married in that, or you're just dating?
A boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You get out of things by saying like, oh no, Ricky is in the hospital and we need to go see Ricky. Mm-hmm. And then they keep a Bible on Ricky Stenicki where documenting everything they've ever said about him so they can't trip themselves up in these lies. Everyone wants to meet Ricky Stenicki. The time has finally come for them to meet Ricky Stenicki. They won't take no for an answer anymore on seeing him in person. And so they hire a washed up, weird actor that they meet in Atlantic City, John Cena, mm-hmm. to be Ricky Stenicki for an afternoon for a party.
Just one party.
Just one party. And he does such a good job. And then the chaos starts happening.
Yes. I love that.
Not bad. I fucked up at the beginning.
No. I love that.
Thank you so much, Jermaine.
I really did love. I love that. I gave you the corporate, like, concise morning show.
We want to hook people into it. Yeah. If I heard that, I don't know whether I press play on it. Quite honestly, but would you press play after hearing what I just said?
Because I don't like movie trailers anymore, and I don't like being told what I'm watching anymore.
That's the thing, is I've always felt like I try to stay away from movie trailers.
You too, right?
I don't want any information. I don't like titles. I think it should be called like movie number 14,803.
I like that too.
Yeah, and then I would go.
I like that too. Yeah. I walked so many movies. My favorite movies that I've seen recently are the ones I went in blind, right?
Yes.
Parasite. I went in blind. I went in blind for When Evil Lurks.
Yeah.
That's my favorite movie of last year.
Oh, good.
Godzilla Minus One. I know what Godzilla was about, by the way.
So that's the thing. But then you hear Minus One and you're like, so there's one less Godzilla than the movie Godzilla? That means nothing.
It's very, it drew my curiosity, right?
That's
so
true.
I go in blind nowadays, not knowing or, you know, what's going on, and I'm pleasantly
yeah, so
honest.
Maybe I gave too much information.
I think we gave two different ideas, you know.
That's true.
So we'll see who watches the movie.
We'll see. Hopefully they're sending us the numbers first.
I think you and should. I, we deserve them.
Tangentially no, anyway, but how, what was the experience like? First of all, did you audition for this one?
No.
My man.
No.
All right.
I didn't.
Finally getting offers.
I did it.
I love it. So what was the experience like? Obviously, Peter Farrelly has done so many of these classic comedy movies. Kingpin, Dumb and Dumber, all that kind of stuff. What was it like working with him?
Let's talk about Peter. My favorite romantic comedy of all time is There's Something About Mary.
Mm.
Yes. It's my favorite one. I know that. I know the lines from top to bottom.
Okay.
Matt Dillon, I think, gives one of his best performances in that.
I would say Brett Favre's greatest performance as well.
He'll tell you the same thing. No Super Bowl. I don't think, right? Am I wrong in that?
Brett Favre won the Super Bowl.
He did?
Yeah.
Did he win a Super Bowl?
A few times.
You sure?
Let me look him up.
Oh, is that the other guy?
You're
the Bronco guy.
By the way, you're not thinking of the Super Bowl shuffle
no,
players.
I'm not.
Because they went on to win.
I thought Brett didn't win anyone.
Let me just look.
Or was it that Dolphin guy?
Dan Marino?
Yeah.
He won. They went all the way to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was a joke in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That's true. Yes. How many wins does he have? One.
Oh, it's one. I was close.
I'm so sorry for you, but happy for Brett.
I thought he has
1997.
Zero. But that's a little bit.
Right around when that movie came out.
That makes sense. That's probably why he got the role.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
what's it like? What's it like working with someone who's done so much comedy and is just?
I grew up with all of his movies, dude.
Yeah.
Like all of them. Me, Myself, and Irene. The Ringer. I watch that all the time. Mm-hmm. There's Something About Mary. Dumb and Dumber. Damn. About Kingpin.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. He's just...
And then Green Book.
I didn't see Green Book.
Gotta watch Green Book.
I didn't see Green Book. That's probably the one film I didn't see. But I was just honored to, you know, be a part of his movie.
Yeah.
And
was it fun? I mean, like, all of those guys are so adept. All your co-stars are so adept at comedy. John Cena was really good in Cock Blockers and Peacemaker.
Yeah. That's how we got the role.
Yeah,
Peter really. Watched Peacemaker, and he was like, "That's him."
Yeah,
he's
very funny in it.
He's really good.
Zac Efron, he did Peter Farrelly's previous movie
he
about the
beer
run. Yeah, yeah. So they've worked together a lot. So they have a nice shorthand.
Zac's on a good run. I love what Zac's been doing lately.
Yeah,
yeah. He's doing some great shit.
And it's a very fun movie. Yeah. It's broad comedy again, uh-huh. And with a very unique premise. I know the script was on the blacklist for a while.
That's an understatement. It took 15 years to get this movie made.
Right. A lot of different people were attached to direct it for a long time.
Oh, I know that part. I know they had some stars they were thinking about. Even at one point, I think Jim Carrey was involved.
Yeah, Jim Carrey was going to play Ricky Kanicki, or Stenicki, rather.
Yeah. And then we got blessed with Cena. He's a force. That's an understatement as well. He's so good in the film. And I really, listen, man, Zac Efron. Dude, man, I've watched him since my high school years.
You right, since a high school musical.
Yeah, exactly, dude. So it was wild. He's cool, man. He's really cool. And also, I think he's a very, very funny dude.
Now, John Cena, he's got a, I mean, inarguably, mm-hmm. he's big and buff and he's got a great body. Then he does the Oscars and he's naked and uh-huh. he's pretending like he's ashamed. Mm-hmm. Out of anyone, he mm-hmm. should be fine with it.
That's what I was saying. I was like, someone brought this up today during I think California Live we just did. They brought up they showed me a picture because I didn't see the Oscars. I didn't watch it, but I did see the.
You don't even like spoilers when it comes to the Oscars. Wow.
I didn't see him, man. But I saw the online Cena's nudeness, so to speak, and I loved it. I thought it was great. He is in shape.
Yeah,
he's in shape.
It's too much.
Are you like in a way where you're like, I wish I was in shape, or like,
I mean, when you're that, like anyone who's mm-hmm. like regular in shape, like a Ryan Gosling or whatever, where mm-hmm. it's like he's got abs and all that, mm-hmm. you kind of look at him and go like, give me 10 weeks, I could probably do that.
You probably could.
But what? John Cena, mm-hmm. it's like if I did that for 3 years, I don't think I'll be able to do it. You know what I mean? So it's too much.
A little
put it away.
That dude, I think he's a farm boy.
Did he ever, was he ever acting with you and he just kind of slightly moved his arm and it's so large that it just like smacked you and knocked you out of frame?
I saw his wrists, then I saw his digits, and I was like, wow, that is John Cena. Like, I grew up watching wrestling, so you
grew up watching a lot of things.
Yeah, that's pretty eclectic. I had a wide
wrestling
range.
Peter Farrelly movies.
Yeah, yeah.
High school, the musical,
everything, dude. But I watched him growing up, so it was really wild to, you know,
yeah,
do that film with him.
Well, that's part of what is so wonderful about show business is you'll find yourself in situations where you're suddenly with people that you grew up watching.
Man.
And you're they're considering you their peer, and that's a very special time.
It was extremely special. I was so nervous to bring up wrestling with him because I wasn't sure if he was like, you know, one of those people who's like, I'm pivoting, I don't talk about
he's still doing
days.
It.
I know, and I had to talk to him about it. I was like, yo, so what's going on with WrestleMania, you know, stuff like that.
Did he break it down for you?
Oh man, he's so great. Extremely.
Almost. I have to say, like, mm-hmm. he is so generous with his time going to all the children's hospitals and everything.
That's the best part about him. He's genuine about it too.
Yeah,
he's a good dude.
Yeah.
And in fact, we talked about wrestling to the point where I ended up helping him write one of his promos for.
Oh wow!
For the go home show to WrestleMania. I think his match against Austin Theory.
Oh, amazing!
That was nice. That was a cool moment to do that. I mean, that was awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Very cool. Well, Ricky Stenicki is out now. It's on Amazon Prime, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they only showed two commercials before. Then they showed it to me uninterrupted.
Ooh.
So, which I think is the way movies should be shown on places like this.
I agree. Uninterrupt my experience.
Uninterrupt my movie, please. But it's out on Amazon Prime right now. Jermaine, you can stick around. We have some other guests.
I'm allowed?
Yes. We have a singer-songwriter, and we also have an entrepreneur. This is a very exciting show.
I would love to learn about entrepreneurial
okay,
things.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Jermaine Fowler, more Comedy Bang Bang right after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jermaine Fowler is here, and Ricky Stenicki is on Amazon Prime right now. And I can only assume that the numbers have shot up. Amazon hasn't sent me anything yet, but...
They sent us like some sort of poster saying it was the number one movie on Amazon Prime Video. And that
okay.
was cool. I don't think they'd lie about that.
That's too many qualifiers for my taste.
Just call it
number one movie, and that makes me happy.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's number one movie.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? Thank you.
Of all time.
Thank you, Scott. Scott, I like that too.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
We need to get to our next guest, if that's okay. And I don't know. I mean, you grew up watching a lot of things. Did you grow up listening to music?
I was a big fan of Fiona Apple growing up.
Fiona Apple, she's great. Yeah.
A huge fan. I got into her because of Kanye West's Unplugged performance, and he would just kind of play songs that he grew up loving and admiring, and John Bryan. When the Pawn album, he played some of that, and I was like, who was this woman? And I would play that album all year.
Do you know the entire title?
When the pawn breaks in your face. I don't know the...
It's, of course, the longest album title
ever,
I believe. Maybe ever, but it's, and I know this by heart, it's When the Pawn Hits the... conflicts. He thinks like a king. What he knows, throws the blows when he goes to the fight, and he'll win the whole thing before he enters the ring. There's no body to batter when your mind is your might. So when you go solo, you hold your own hand and remember that depth is the greatest of heights. And if you know where you stand, then you know where to land. And if you fall, it won't matter because you'll know that you're right.
So I was close.
You were very close.
Thank you, Scott. I knew I was on it.
The last 80 words you were maybe off on.
Yeah.
Well, our next guest is a singer-songwriter. He is, I would say, I mean, his songs are very well known. They're not licensed all that much.
No, we don't. We kind of let that go.
Yeah.
The licensing. Anyone can use it.
And he's got a new song in stores now.
Right.
That's on the Beatles' Blue album, the 1967 to 1970.
Right, it's the Beatles' Blue album. We're doing sort of all the Weezer songs off that album.
Oh.
We thought we'd give it a shot.
Oh.
Why not?
Please welcome back to the show, John Lennon.
Thank you for having me, Scott. Hello, Jermaine.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was sort of half listening there. What was that you were just rattling off, that long
title? That was Fiona Apple's album title.
That's an album title.
It's a title, yeah.
That's the longest one.
Yeah.
We for a second, the Beatles had the longest record title.
What was it?
Abbey Road.
Yeah, two words.
Because no one was doing it. And then, you know, we held the crown for probably a week.
Because every other album title was just one word.
Mm. Yep. It was. And usually the albums back then, this is the 60s, I want to say.
Yeah, no, the Beatles were around during the 60s.
We were big in the 60s and a little bit into the 70s. You got to be honest with me. We just crest the 70s.
Yeah. No,
don't you think?
Yeah, you just barely brushed the 70s. By the way, Jermaine, just to clarify what's happening here, John Lennon, you may have thought John Lennon passed away back in 1980.
Oh, right. Good.
He got shot in
good
Manhattan.
Good to clean this up.
Yeah, he did. And then 4 years later in 1980...
Yeah, 4 years later, I got shot in the body. I was coming out of my house, blood everywhere.
Well, it was your apartment at the...
Strawberry Fields?
Strawberry Fields is one of John Lennon's songs.
Yeah. I see.
Oh.
No, you're thinking of Strawberry Fields in Central Park. The little John Lennon memorial. I set that up after I came back.
Oh.
Alive. So
Four years later, you decided not to be dead anymore.
I want to be alive.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. It's easy to do. Thank you. A lot of people don't say that. They say, what? Why? But you say good. That's good.
Good for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some people just want to stay dead.
Yeah. Who would want to stay dead? You wanted to for 4 years.
4 years because I was reading a couple books.
Oh. What were you reading?
I was trying to get through the Iliad.
Oh, did you ever get through it? That's a tough one.
I did, but I cracked the Odyssey and said, I'm not starting one of these. I'm out of here. It took me 4 years to read that first one.
Yeah.
I'm a slow reader.
They travel across the sea, right? On the Argos or something like that?
On the Iliad?
Or the Argo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, do they? There are Jasons in there. The Jasons.
The Argonauts. I love that movie.
Yes.
It's a good movie, too.
It's a good movie. The book reads like the script. It's really good.
Fun.
Yeah.
But it took you 4 years. It
took me 4 years just because.
Because you can read a script in one day.
You can read a script in one day.
That's true. Can't write one in one day.
Gosh, no, that's true.
I'd love to be able to.
Well, you weren't in a rush. You were dead. Where are you going
to
be?
Exactly. That's sort of my mentality to begin with. And then, so I'm in the dirt, in a coffin, whatever.
Oh, you were down there still. You were.
Really... I was in.
You had light, enough light to read.
I made it very clear to my state that like if when I go down, bury me with a light because I had an idea.
You were committed.
Yeah, and a few batteries as well.
I had quite a few batteries, a 4-year battery.
Wow, that's wonderful.
But now he's back. He's been hiding out. He doesn't want to see Yoko.
Right. I've got her. I've got her beanie. You know, the French beret.
Yeah.
And I want it, and I'm borrowing it for her. And I,
so she,
from her.
She doesn't know you're alive?
Doesn't know I'm alive.
And no one tell her, by the way,
no
if you're listening.
Oh.
If you see Yoko Ono, I know she was just shouted out at the Oscars, which you did not watch the other night.
No,
everyone said happy English Mother's Day to her.
Good for her.
Yeah. But how did you feel? Were you watching the Oscars when that happened?
I saw the whole thing, right. I saw it.
Yeah. And how'd that make you feel when your son, Sean Ono Lennon, is
I know,
there.
I was so proud of him. I forgot about
that. He won the Oscar.
What a great guy. He went up there
you
and won the Oscar.
You forgot about that. It was less than a week ago.
I know. My brain is killing me.
Your brain?
I'm playing too much Tetris. My brain can't think of anything but Tetris moves. Okay.
I know the feeling.
You know that feeling. Yeah. When you're going to bed and you're seeing the things fall, you just want to be asleep.
Yeah.
The question was about my son.
Yes.
Great
guy. Although a
great guy.
Great guy. That was my question. Is he a great guy?
Great guy, as far as I know.
Because he was so young when you supposedly died.
When he was the youngest he was when he was born.
Does he know you're alive?
He knows, but he won't. We don't see each other very often. He lives out here and I'm in New York.
Oh, yeah. It's too. Well, I mean, but you're out here right now.
Yeah.
Sure, that's true. But I'm sure he's busy with stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Signing autographs.
Well, it must be traumatizing, you know, for him.
To see me?
Yeah.
Probably. Well, the first call I had with him when I said, hey, Sean.
You remembered his name, of course.
Okay, but I was looking to you to make sure that was his name, because I know I got another one in the mix.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was Julian. So young when you passed away for the first time that it's hard to remember things like
that. Well, that was the thing, big part of the phone call. I called him up, said, hey, guess what? He said, who is this? I said, you will never believe who it is. It's your dad. I'm back.
Whoa.
And he said to me, I'm so mad at you for not dodging that bullet.
Yeah.
I said, what do you, I mean, bullets, that's the thing. One of the fastest things.
Well, it's one of the fastest things, but if you ever come in and encounter one, just dodge it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like everyone's talking about, oh, Tupac, oh, Biggie. It's like, just move out of the way.
And here's the thing. It just needs to be a fraction of an inch.
Yeah.
You just have to, it just has to miss you.
Yeah, also, exactly. Yeah. If it misses you by 3 feet,
fine.
A mile, right. Or 1 inch, you're fine.
1 inch. One, I'll do even one better. 1 centimeter. You ever seen one of those?
I've never seen a centimeter.
My God.
They're small.
Really? You haven't been in the bathroom yet today? All right. And I'm working
John.
On some I'm working on some humor.
Come
I'm
on,
working
John.
On some of my roast humor.
Come on, John.
All my roast stuff is about guys having small dicks.
Oh, okay. Pretty good.
Is there going to be a roast for you? Like
I'm going to try to be a roast master.
Oh, wait. You're going to be a roast master like Jeff Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jeff Ross can't do it forever.
Right. Oh. That's true.
You know?
I'd like to step in there.
Yeah, why not? I think I might watch one of these roasts, like a Comedy Central roast, if John Lennon was the Roastmaster General.
I think everyone would have fun. Well, I'd probably do a song because people know, you know, what I'm doing.
People mainly know you for your songs.
For my music, not really my humor, although I'm pretty funny.
Do you have a favorite Beatles song, Jermaine?
Ooh.
No deep tracks.
Yeah, no deep cuts, but it's hard to think of one, isn't it?
Well, it's the Wings album. That's not the Beatles, though.
No, but I mean, you're thinking of like Jet or Live and Let Die.
Those are good songs.
Knocking at the door, someone's ringing the bell.
I love that shit. That's a good song. We were making that album. I played guitar
on those. That's a Paul McCartney solo album.
Right. He came in and he wanted me to do guitar on it.
So you are on that album.
Mm-hmm.
Are you uncredited or something?
I'm uncredited. I said just...
Are all the Beatles on that record?
Yeah, we're all on it.
Oh, good.
We're on it. We're sitting around. Some of the monkeys came in. Rolling Stones came around.
The monkeys?
The monkeys were there, and some real monkeys.
Oh, man.
I'm playing guitar. I've got to, you see the outline.
Like a chimpanzee just like...
Yeah, hanging off the end of my guitar. Oh, I'm shaking the thing around.
The banana peels alone must have been so dangerous.
I twisted my ankle so many times during that recording session.
Wow.
Because of the bananas.
Yeah. Oh, because of that.
Right.
Okay.
Very cartoonish.
It was wild. Sometimes when I'm around doing things, people say, if we could film this and put a cartoon filter over it, we'd make $1 million.
Man.
I say cartoon
I would think
filter.
That without the cartoon filter, it would be more money-making.
That's what I say. But the people at
cartoon... Because with the cartoon filter, people would go, oh, this is a cartoon.
Right. It's cartoon, it's not real.
Okay.
That's what I say, and the people are so steadfast in getting me into a cartoon.
So now, John, you have a new record out. This is so exciting. It's this new Beatles track that just came out.
Hit me with that title one more time.
I mean, if I knew it, I would say exactly what it is, but...
it's just so much crap's going on. You know, we've got screens in front of my face all day.
It's so hard these days.
Give me that title one more time.
And honestly, it's not even on Wikipedia anymore, so I have no idea. But
crazy.
But crazy for you to have a new song out.
I know.
Every time you're on the show, I want you to sing a song, and you always...
That guitar I've got.
Yeah, the one with the whammy bar?
The skull finger whammy bar.
The
skeleton finger. Skull would be a little higher.
Yeah, a little higher up on the bod.
But, Ringo's got that thing still.
He still has it. So I've been begging you to play songs on this because when you book John Lennon on a show,
right,
it's like you've written some of the most classic. I mean, remember during the pandemic, everyone was singing one of your songs, that Imagine song, like Gal Gadot. And everyone...
I didn't make the cut.
Right. Yeah. They were like,
I didn't.
And you sent it to them.
I sent it to them, and Gal was like, you know, I don't think this is exactly right. You kind of, we did it a different key.
Gal's in charge of it. Oh, everyone did it in a different key.
Right. I can do it again. She's pretty much, we got a first draft.
Were you on that We Are the World thing?
Yeah, we were just talking about We Are the World and how Jermaine here had confused it with the Super Bowl shuffle.
Well, I was involved in both.
You were?
I choreographed the shuffle.
You're not in the documentary about We Are the World.
No, because I was. That was a brief period.
Sometimes the accent gets away from you. That's the thing about growing up in Liverpool.
That's the thing. I started with this accent, you know, a long time ago.
When you were
now 80. I got to stick with it my
you're
whole
like,
life.
You're like, goo, goo, ga, ga.
Also being buried alive, you know. No one to talk to, and, you know.
You lose. It's like
Madonna moving to England. She starts talking like a British person. Right. You start talking like a worm.
Mm-hmm. Right. slither, and
the rest.
It's a little maggoty.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
I think if I'm correct about worms, they eat dirt and shit it out, and dirt is just worm shit.
Yeah, but then they eat people, right? So it's like, if you give me the choice between dirt and a person, I'll pick the person.
Yeah.
It's every single time.
It's tough to say out loud, but you got to make that decision.
Why are they so like, oh, I'll either do dirt or a person? I mean, come on. I don't get it.
Were you attacked by worms down there?
Since I was kind of wiggling around myself.
Wait, you weren't dead then those 4 years? Because you said you were reading. Now you're wiggling around.
Wiggling, reading. I was basically just in the ground.
Now I'm questioning whether you actually died from this bullet that went to your body.
What do you mean?
Because I've never heard of anyone else like choosing not to be dead anymore.
Well,
you know?
You don't know. You don't ask. When you meet people, have you ever been dead before? They think you're crazy.
This is true.
Point.
You know what I mean?
It's very
good
true.
Point.
I haven't done that.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about your new song and worms.
Oh, right. The Michael Jackson song, the
Super Bowl. Oh, the We Are the World and
the Super
Bowl
Shuffle right. by Michael Jackson. Yeah.
That was
so you choreographed the shuffle.
That was easy. I took care of that in an afternoon.
They didn't do a lot of arm choreography.
No, and these guys are football players. You know,
yeah. They did a lot of steps, but then kept their arms by their sides.
Well, that was the coach came to me and said, we got to do this promotion thing for the Super
Bowl.
Who
was that? Mike Ditka? Mm-hmm. Was that the... Yeah.
Oh,
Big Bears fan, yeah, Mike Ditka.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe he coached the team.
Right, you got to be a fan of the team if you're coaching them. So he came up to me and said, you know, I want to get the... We got to do this stupid video or whatever, but get them moving because we're missing practice for this.
It seems to me like he would come up to you and say, John, can you write the song?
That's what I said, too. Scott, we're on such the same wavelength today. Wow. It's incredible.
Wow. But so, what happened with We Are the World?
We Are the World, that was an era when I was getting into video cinematography.
Oh.
So I was behind the camera the whole
time. Oh, because in the documentary, they talked to the other guy behind the camera a lot.
A lot.
And they cut you out of this documentary?
Well, he had a lot of great stuff to say. He was excited to see all these celebrities. And my talking head for that was just...
So, hey, I'm right here. Why aren't you, like, recruiting me to be on this song?
Yeah.
Right. Or can we talk about my...
lenses.
Camera. Yeah, I was talking lenses, and they're like, people don't care about that. I care very much about lenses.
But weren't you dead by then?
No, this is 1985, so you were alive at this point. And you were really into photography?
Well, that's when I was like, well, let me put the guitar down for a bit. Let me put all this Greek literature down.
Sure.
The worm quest. I didn't care about the worms anymore.
Gotcha.
Right.
Let me...
Oh, you cared about the worms for 4 years.
I care in the sense that, you know...
They're your only companions.
You, when you're walking on the street, you care about traffic because you don't want to get hit with
them. I see. I understand. Yes.
Which could be brutal.
Were you... Because they mentioned this in the documentary. They mentioned one camera person had the lens cap on the entire time. Was that you or...
There was two of us. One had it the entire time. I think they fired him.
Mm.
I had it for about half the time.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, fuck. I didn't tell anyone.
But continually through the entire thing, but just half on?
Kept taking it on and off.
Well, John, I mean, you've had such an amazing career. You've written some of the most...
You too.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I wouldn't consider ourselves to be peers. We were talking about that in the first segment, but that's so nice of you to consider.
No, I think you're doing great stuff. We're all doing great.
I mean,
and we all look great.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I mean, you kept yourself... I mean, you're an 80-year-old man. Yeah,
not too bad.
Yeah, but I guess, did you decide not to age as well?
That, Scott, I wish. I wish I could control that.
Yeah.
No.
At some point, are you going to die again?
I think so.
Well, that guy who shot you might want to, you know, kind of finish the job.
Yeah, that's true. He's still in prison, isn't he?
I try not to keep...
Well, he shouldn't be in prison anymore because he's not dead, right?
Right, that should be it.
I mean, it's still attempted...
But but he served that time.
That's true. Let him out.
All right,
would you spearhead the campaign to let him out of prison?
I would, you know, socially and consciously, yes.
He's so flustered.
But I just don't have time for stuff like that. That's a lot of work.
That's a good
point. A lot of paperwork, a lot of email, which you know I'm bad on.
So you don't want a wrongfully convicted man to get out of prison?
Well, I've got a stake in this thing. You know, because it's when it's you who get shot and die, you sort of look at it, and it's not fair, I understand, but you look at it a little skewed.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Because you do have the memory of the whole thing.
It's a nice memory,
It's a big, that was a core memory for me.
Yeah, it was bad. What do you remember from it? Because
I remember me and Yoko walking out of the apartment, I'm saying, God, if we can, what's the name of that pizza place that sells that pizza that's as big as the whole table? I want to go there.
As big as your fucking head?
Big as your fucking head.
It's Tony Sony's. You don't know what this is, John. Never mind.
That's okay. I'm still laughing.
This is a callback to a previous episode. It has the cadence of being funny.
That's all that counts these days.
Yeah, these days, boy.
Jeez.
Boy, with everyone being so sensitive these days. But anyway, go on.
Well, you know, we can get into that off the air. I do want to talk to you about.
These are the one emails you successfully sent me. Because you want to talk about cancel culture with me.
What the hell's up with cancel culture? You can't say this now.
So anyways, he steps out of the shadows
he stepped out of the shadows. He stepped out of a cab. A cab came up.
So wait. So he gets into a cab and he says, "Cabbie, take me to wherever John Lennon is, or just take me to this address and whoever's there, he's going to shoot."
I think that was it.
Oh.
And he saw me and he's like, "I know this guy. I'll shoot him."
Wow.
I'll shoot him.
I mean, it's kind of unlucky to shoot like a real famous guy. Because it feels like if you shoot someone not famous, you do 5 years.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's a good point. But now we know who Mark David Chapman is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who? This is great. This is grim.
This is grim stuff. But what we want to focus on, John, is your back and you're up to things.
Right.
What are you up to now?
I've got to. I 2024 is my F1 year.
What is it? Oh, Formula One?
I'm getting an F1.
Holy shit.
I invested in a F1 racer.
Really? Jermaine, do you watch F1 or any kind of racing?
No.
It's fast as hell.
You know what it is, though, right? It's cars going around in a circle.
International car.
You've seen a car.
Circuit. I've seen a car.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott, I was like you once. Just cars going around in a circle.
Yeah,
what's big about that? These are souped up machines. My God. They riff that engine. Your heart is going a mile a minute.
Yeah.
So I went to an event in Las Vegas. I said, I got to be a part of this.
Awesome.
So
how did you first hear about it, that you knew you had to be a part of it?
I was going in my RV, from New York out to here.
Yeah, you jump over
the thing, busted down again.
You jump over the Grand Canyon.
The cop always stops me as I'm getting there because I've got to get the speed up.
So he always pulls you over because you're going 120 miles an hour.
Right, but of course the casual listener knows.
But you've never successfully jumped over the Grand Canyon.
Never done that, but the damn thing broke down. It's an '89 Winnebago. Broke down. And I'm in Vegas right around the time of the F1, and I get involved in this stuff, and I'm into it. And I say, this is around the time last year where I'm drinking. Remember, I was doing the Dew all last year.
Oh, that
was living extreme.
Every single day, you were drinking a little bit of Mountain Dew or a lot?
A lot of it.
A lot of it.
A lot of big ones.
How did that treat you, by the way?
Bad. My whole body, my bones turned green and everything.
Your bones turned green?
Turned green. You could see them through my skin.
So it was worse than the gunshot?
Kind of. Kind of loose, wobbly green bones.
You did it to yourself, too.
I did it to myself. All right. They didn't call. Nobody had anything to do with it.
Yeah, yeah. Mark David Chapman didn't do that to you.
Nope.
No.
My doctor said it's time to stop. I said, you're probably right. So I'm in there, and I'm... what was I going with? I'm doing the Dew. I treated myself with a Dew at the F1.
So this is in 2023 still?
Yep.
Okay.
And this is, Vegas. It's what happens in Vegas. Sure. Don't tell anybody about what happens in Vegas.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. Right. Mm. So I'm just sipping on the Mountain Dew. Love these cars. I said, I got to get into this. I want to sponsor the Mountain Dew car. There isn't one, but there's Sprite.
It's, by the way, Mountain Dew would sponsor the Mountain Dew car usually.
But I mean, can I just say something? I misspoke.
Yeah, it would be hard co-sponsor it.
Invest. That's
invest.
I want to invest.
There you go.
So they didn't have that. So I jumped on the Sprite.
The Sprite car.
I got a Sprite car.
Okay.
And
great.
I'm in the pit. I'm yelling at people. What's going on here? What do I do?
They let you do that as an investment.
They did me once, and I'm out.
Yeah. Okay.
So I spent a lot of time with the executives, which are always thinking about stuff to make the popularity of our car bigger.
And what are your ideas of how to make the
catchphrases mostly for Sprite?
Catchphrases for Sprite?
For Sprite stuff.
Make your car bigger.
Yes.
More popular, I guess.
Yeah, but yes. Because you want the car to be...
Does the car have to be a regulation size?
It's a regulation size.
Can it be wider than... if I was Formula One racing, I'd make my car as wide as the track so no one could ever go around me.
That's genius, actually.
Again, you guys, that's exactly what I said to these people.
What were some of the Sprite slogans you came up with?
Oh, of course.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Hey, don't...
I feel like I didn't pull at that thread, and I appreciate you doing
I've got them at the top of the head. I'm not getting away from that at all. I've got those locked.
You got those locked and loaded, ready to go?
I can tell you those.
And you can do it starting now.
Well, I do want to talk about the, the width of the car. You can't do that.
Okay, yes, please.
I'll tell you something that someone told me when I had this conversation. They said, the car has to be within the regulation size.
Ooh. Okay.
And that stuck with me.
So you've remembered that ever since.
In my time of racing. So, all right, yeah. So I'll pitch you my ideas. You know, Sprite, delight in Sprite.
Ooh.
That's good. So we're going to put that on the side of the car.
Okay. I mean, it's short enough to be on the side of a car.
I think so. I would think so.
I mean, you know how, like,
given the size of the font,
like a cop car would have to protect and serve on the side.
Ooh,
yeah.
How about to protect and swerve?
Protect and slurp.
I like that.
You guys are good.
We're pretty good.
If there's one thing you want to do in your ad slogan, is remind people of the cops.
Sprite. There's cops.
Look out behind you.
Look out behind you. There's cops around. Some of them are undercover. Now, this probably wouldn't fit on the side
probably
of
it. Probably not.
We could shrink it way down.
I don't know. Who knows what they can fit on a car
these days? It's all digital, so you just open up. You can pull it open on your phone, I guess.
I guess so. Well, so, did you win any races, or how's the Sprite car doing?
We're doing well. I think we're number one in the group.
Which group is this?
The F1.
Oh, the F1. Oh,
F1 traveling, the touring series.
I mean, I feel like you would know that if you were the number one in the group. I mean, you're not in it for the competition part of it.
No, but I think we're doing well. We beat Ferrari. We met the Ferrari guys.
Really?
Yeah. We all went out to go see that movie, Ferrari.
With the Ferrari guys?
With the Ferrari guys. Can you imagine?
It's pretty grim where they decapitate like a lot of spectators and with their driving of a Ferrari. And but they wanted to see it.
They wanted to see it, and they got very quiet during that part.
I can only imagine.
Very quiet. And in a way that's like...
Were they pulling at their, like, shirt collar, kind of going,
you just heard a lot of...
I did that. And I turned around and said,
please stop pulling at your collars. I'm trying to watch a racing... And this is over the racing sounds.
You can hear it's that loud.
I said, who's starching your shirts? Got a big laugh. Everyone was back on track.
Okay, so
there you go.
The theater knows what's going on. They're laughing.
That's John for you.
You got to cut the tension.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to cut the tension.
Well, that's fantastic to hear what you're doing these
days. What are you doing?
Hey, don't worry about me. I'm still doing Comedy Bang Bang.
We'll talk off the air.
15th year.
Is that so? Wow.
That is true, yeah.
Holy smokes. I remember the 10th year was... Just yesterday, it seems.
Remember that song? Yesterday. You didn't do that one.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that's not how it goes. You're right.
Right. That was the first version.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tomorrow day.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow day. Yeah.
Tomorrow day.
Week from now. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
Last month.
I love that tickles you, John.
I love to be tickled. I love to have a fun time.
Oh, I'm going
to
tickle you right now. Hey! Oh, ow! You karate chopped me.
I'm sorry. I karate chopped you.
Jeez. Right, wait, have you been taking karate lately? What's going on?
Tangentially.
Oh, okay. All right. We need to take a break. We said tangentially earlier. Yeah. Jermaine and I looked at each other. Yeah.
This happened to my Uber driver, too.
What did he do?
He said tangentially earlier.
This is crazy. I feel like it's in the ether right
now. What the hell is going on?
Everyone's saying it. All right. We have to take a break tangentially, but when we come back, we have an entrepreneur. This is very exciting. We're allowing entrepreneurs back on the show.
Oh, is that
and this is going to be great. That's right. We have Magnus Nootropi, the fourth richest man in the world. He'll be with us when we come back. We'll be right back with more Jermaine Fowler, more John Lennon. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jermaine Fowler is here. First appearance on the show, hopefully not his last. But having a great time
having
with
great
you.
Time. This is great.
And Ricky Stanicki in your living rooms now, or computers, or
cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones. Watching on a cell phone. You don't give a shit, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Watch 1 minute of it and turn it off. You don't care, right?
Just give me the viewership. It's all that counts.
Yeah, watch it at like 8x speed.
Do you just need to click on a movie and that's a view?
I don't know.
Do you have to watch it all
the
way through?
No, they count how long you watch it.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Then watch the whole movie, please.
Watch the whole movie. Yeah. Or look, you don't care if like someone turns it on in their living room, then goes and does their laundry while it's playing, right?
I think they watch.
They watch the people watching it?
I think they have to watch.
Yeah. I've heard that. You can see people watching things now.
Cameras, right.
The cameras are everywhere.
Cameras
yeah.
everywhere.
CCTV.
Who?
You got very scared there.
I've got a Ricky Stanicki question.
John Lennon is here, by the way, with a Ricky Stanicki question for Jermaine.
But that's not, if you're just tuning in, that's not the only reason.
I don't know why you're tuning in at the end of this podcast instead of at the beginning.
It's not like it's scheduled.
Yeah, anyway, but go ahead with
it's
your Ricky Stanicki.
It's up to you when you want to listen. John Cena, big guy.
Huge.
Like, actually, when you see him, are you just like, this guy is too much?
We covered this. I said too much.
Right? Yes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I did. Were you listening to everything?
I've sort of got a
cameras
ear
are
every
everywhere.
He might be John. He might be Scott's height, but he's
like as wide as he is tall. It seems like he might be 6'2". You know, wide
shoulders. Wrists are brolic. You know,
do you get his email when you're done? When you're done filming, is he like, here's my email?
We
stay
have a group
in
chat.
You have a group chat. That's so fun.
Me, Zach, Andrew, and John.
Oh
yeah,
my god, I'd love to be on that.
He's cool.
Put me on that.
Okay. I got you, Scott. Talk about his body and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll talk about his body, how I think it's too much.
I don't need to be on that, but Scott, send me screen grabs.
Yeah, no problem. We'll
do. As it is appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. We need to get to our next guest. Look, stars are back and entrepreneurs are back on Comedy Bang Bang for 2024. This is very exciting. He is, of course, the fourth richest man in the world. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Magnus Nootropi.
Wow.
Hi, Magnus.
Hello, Scott. There's a bit of a delay. I think you were saying, hi. What can I do for you?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Magnus is here via satellite. Wonderful to have you on. It's great to have the fourth richest man in the world. That's an incredible achievement. And, I mean, to be number four of anything is great. And wonderful to have you on the show.
Sorry, Scott, that's incorrect. I'm not the fourth. I don't know where you got your information, but no, as of right now, I'm probably higher. I'm probably, depending on where you put the investments or
where I got the information from, or
probably two, probably.
Oh, that
one.
Delay's gone. Was that not working out?
Probably two. I'm fussing with the. I'm fussing with the knobs.
When you're that rich, you can just get rid of delay.
I'm fussing with the knobs.
You probably own the satellite.
I have you too far ahead.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, you're hearing me?
Now I'm hearing you. Now I'm getting ahead of you.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, let me ask you. So you're up to three now or something like that
Probably
three? Where did you make all your money?
I've just, tech. Technical? I'm in technical. I make apps.
What are some of your favorite apps, Jermaine?
Oh, I love Angry Birds.
Yeah, Angry. Did you make Angry Birds? That's fun.
I had a hand in Angry Birds. Yes.
What'd you do for Angry Birds?
I was the one that made them angry.
Oh, yeah, it was just birds.
Yeah, I put the angry, and that's really kind of what put them on the map. And I'll do little tweaks like that.
Tweets.
Very good, Scott.
Good.
Well,
Scott.
That's my favorite website, X.
Well,
x.com.
Your inspiration behind the angry, was it like from a personal kind of, experience with birds? That
have you ever run into an angry bird or an especially irritated bird?
I did, yes. I was hunted by birds.
What?
Crows are one of the smartest birds that is on the planet.
That's
Everyone
true.
Knows this. Crows they are very smart. They remember faces.
I have a crow do my taxes.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I have to hold
the pen. They can do it.
This
they
is true. If you leave out money for crows, they make a bank out of it. They do. It's a very weird fact about crows.
It's true.
They get jealous.
They get jealous.
There's stories of crows or ravens like attacking
humans.
Other birds.
Other birds.
Other crows and ravens. And
there's stories of birds attacking other birds.
There's stories.
That's why they call
legends.
It a murder of crows.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
And I got my first dollars from crows. They're people leave money out for them and they will invest them. And I did, get my first money to invest from the crows themselves.
Really?
And then they wanted return in their investment, but I made the money.
And by the way, they're just crows. What are they going to do? Sue you?
Yes.
Sue you in crow court?
Yes.
That's almost like croquet. You ever play croquet?
I love croquet. I love croquet.
That's like a rich person's
sport. I like to send the other balls.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So in croquet, if you touch someone else's balls, you can choose to take another swing or you can send their ball.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always send.
Always send.
Yeah.
Always
That's
send.
That's the fun part of croquet. Who's going to take another turn when you could like tap someone else's ball and just like that's the fun, but that's the only fun part about croquet, I would argue.
And I think you'd win in court.
Crow court.
I think you'd win in crow court. Yes. And they have their
own. Are we
own
still
court
on the delay? I can't quite tell.
Well, now I think I'm back ahead of you.
Okay.
So No.
Oh, yeah, no, you are.
Okay. No, did you not ask yet? Okay, now I'm ahead of. Now let me play with the knobs. I'm ahead.
Okay, now you're okay.
Whose idea was it to make those?
This is John Lennon, by the way.
Okay.
You're right.
You just seem very
huge fan.
You accepted that so readily.
What can I do for you, Mr. Lennon?
What, who came up with why are the pigs so green? Why are you making green pigs in that Angry Birds movie?
I'm obsessed
that
with
was a
Slimer.
Well, that is
Slimy,
go, that
aka Onion Head from the first
Ghostbusters
movie.
That doesn't do it for me.
I'm obsessed with Slimer.
Nope. What are you obsessed with? The fact that he eats hot dogs?
He's evil.
He's Slimer
evil.
Is evil?
We all laugh at Slimer.
Jermaine, have you ever seen Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
He's clearly
You know
evil.
Slimer, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, the slimy Slimer.
Yeah, yes. Well, his name is Onion Head.
Yes. His name is Onion-y?
Onion Head. He's Onion nicknamed Head. Slimer because that's what he's primarily known for.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yes, he's demonic.
He's demonic.
He's demonic. I mean, that's part of the reason I'm in space is to get away from.
Are you in space right
now?
We
in
haven't
space
covered
right
this.
Now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm. Well, as an entrepreneur, you weren't nervous that maybe kind of borrowing an idea from Ghostbusters might get you in trouble with the creators at all?
Yeah.
I mean,
or
I
at
think
least
it's,
the Ghostbusters.
It's inspired
themselves.
By truth.
They get a ghost call.
I mean, it's inspired by truth, and the truth is available to all of us.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Can you
the
elaborate?
Ghostbuster mythology is inspired. I mean, they're real demons.
So, like...
They're real demons. You think the Ghostbusters... So, you're saying... So, let me follow what you're saying. You're saying the Ghostbusters, the people who wrote Ghostbusters have a copyright on demons. That's what you're saying?
I would say green ones
saying,
who eat...
I'm just saying Slimer.
Eat hot dogs.
Slimer's have... Slimer. Yeah, I don't believe...
Slimers are out there.
No, I think if Slimer could be in other movies, then he would have a TV show right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. I think maybe, you know, Lucifer, that's like...
Yeah.
That's, okay.
That's uncopyrightable.
That's, you know, right. public domain. Right.
Yeah,
but Slimer
exactly.
might not be.
Yeah. How about this for us? A movie idea, show idea.
Lucifer's
Shit
fate.
My Slimer says.
Although there is a show called Lucifer.
Shit Slimer.
I think we just flew by a great idea here.
Okay.
Shit Slimer.
Shit My Slimer
Shit
Says.
Shit My Slimer Says.
Shit My Slimer Says. This is
very
good.
Scary show.
Something.
Very scary show.
I had a Sprite idea.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Let's get back to Sprite ideas.
You have the Sprite to remain silent.
I like
yes,
that.
Yes, so it incorporates
the
cops.
Thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wouldn't mind getting a Slimer in there, too, because he's green.
He's green.
You have the Sprite to remain Slimant.
I like that. You have the Sprite to remain Slimant. You have the Sprite, and now he has Slimer.
Yeah, sure.
I like that.
Okay, I feel like we're building the lily
up.
At this point.
He would sign up. He's. I mean, I think I'm behind you guys again.
Jesus
I'm just
Christ.
Getting these Slimer ideas now.
You're too far behind. Can you catch up?
What do you think?
I'm so far behind.
Catch
well,
him.
He would like it.
Go
I
on,
mean,
fast forward.
Rehab. Okay, let me skip it.
Oh,
10,
no, okay,
10,
you're back.
10.
You
okay.
heard that?
Now I'm hearing ads.
You got to subscribe to the ad-free comedy Bang Bang. You get that at CBB World.
No, no, no.
You
no.
hear the live episodes as we do them and
no,
you,
no,
you
no,
appear
no.
on them?
No.
Okay, tell me. So you're in space.
Yes.
What are you doing in space right now?
Studying ghosts.
Space ghosts?
Wait a minute.
Yes, of course. I mean, you I'm studying, like...
How many space ghosts could there possibly be? I mean, there's
well,
obviously...
Well, there's no space ghosts, Scott. That's why I'm up here. There's ghosts down on the Earth.
Oh,
they're
you're
everywhere.
Studying
yes,
ghosts
I'm
from
studying,
up above.
Yes, otherwise they'll mess with your results. Have you ever seen the movie Ghost? They're walking around amongst us.
I mean, there were about three ghosts in that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There were several.
There's Patrick Swayze.
Patrick
there's
Swayze.
That tall guy. Well,
there's the guy on the train.
What about the ending that got really scary with the phantom, the black...
See?
Oh, that's
yes.
Are those ghosts
yes.
or are those specters?
Well, we don't know, and that's why we're studying it. He brings up a good point, Scott. What about the black scary ghosts at the end? The phantoms.
This is a good
are
point.
Are they ghosts? Are they phantoms? We don't know.
Jermaine
so,
makes a good point.
Yes,
we're
up here.
That.
What are they doing? What are they watching?
So,
are they watching us use the bathroom? Are they perverted?
Do you have any evidence of that?
That's what I'm up here, Scott. I'm getting the evidence. I'm getting the evidence. Now I think you're behind me.
I mean, we do, of course.
Don't stand for that, Scott.
Of course, on Comedy Bang Bang, we coined the phrase, masturbation is, of course, putting on a show for the ghosts.
Yes, so. And do we all want that? I don't think so.
I don't think I'd like a little privacy.
So I'm up here in space masturbating ghost-free, and they cannot see. They cannot
How
see
many
me.
Times are you masturbating up in space, right?
In space?
Yeah. That stuff's not falling on us, is it?
No, it's in globules up here. I have to suck it up in the little vacuum cleaner.
Is that why we have those comets and those like meteors like shooting over?
Yeah, is that what shooting stars are?
Is that what Pluto is? Just a big glob of...
Yes. Well, Pluto is a planetoid, and under the right light, it could just be a collection of spermazoas.
So are you able to see any ghosts, or are you too far up?
We have so many phenomena that we're seeing that could be
what
ghosts.
Are you seeing?
There's so many specters and ghouls, and I mean, this is why...
So the specters and ghouls could be ghosts?
The specters and ghouls... Right now, we're trying to decide, you know, exactly what is a specter, what is a ghost, what is a ghoul.
Right. How to classify all these. Are you seeing any UFOs or whatever they call them now?
Oh, space ghosts?
Speaking of which, are you... another question I have about the legality of what you do.
Yes, please.
Are you afraid maybe Hanna-Barbera might sue you?
Because
for
space ghosts. Yeah.
Yes. Especially Barbera. The Barbera, the Hanna family, I'm on very
They're
good
cool.
terms with. They are very, very good people. The Barbera people.
That's where
are
we get the word
litigious.
Barbaric.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And if you really want to, you know, get somebody good, you say you're being a real Barbera.
Mm-hmm. And the movie Barbarian, I went to it thinking it was all about Scooby-Doo because of Hanna-Barbera.
Same.
And we all
boy,
did. We all got
I was
fooled.
In for a shock.
We all got fooled. And I'm taking them to court.
Great.
Because there should be, I want them to digitally reinsert Scooby-Doo into
that the movie Barbarian.
Yes.
Put him in the basement.
Just every scene, he's kind of walking around like a dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
It could do a lot with sound effects, too.
It would release a lot of the tension because there's so much tension of like, oh, is someone in the house?
Exactly.
Is someone down there?
Right. That's true,
Scooby-Doo
John Lennon.
Around?
You could just do it all with sound effects.
Right.
It's not that hard.
Not that hard.
No.
Wait, how would you do it just with sound effects?
Just
maybe
sound
you,
effect.
You know, like you have a sound effect like the dog's collar sort of tinkling through the maybe get a shot of one of the actors looking at the ground.
And then,
like, oh, that's
and
the
then
dog.
Loop, like, hey, that's Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
When he has his back turned or something.
There goes Scooby.
Zoinks.
Not that hard, people.
Zoinks, yeah.
Zoinks.
Put one of those in.
Yeah, you gotta have a zoinks in there.
Sure.
You need a zoinks.
Oh, you're caught back up.
I'm okay, am I up? Am I with you all?
Yeah, no, we got you.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
So is that all you're doing in space, or do you have other duties or responsibilities?
Yeah, I mean, I have responsibilities. I'm a dad.
Did
in
you,
space?
Are you a dad?
I'm a dad.
You brought, your kid up there?
My kids are all up here.
How many people you got up there?
Well, I've got four people. I've got animals. I've got, you know, whales are very intelligent beings.
You have a whale up in space with you?
I've got whales.
This is a big rocket ship.
This is less of a ship and more of an ark.
That's true.
Ooh.
What's your name again?
My name is Magnus.
Magnus
Nootropic.
No, oh, nootropic? I thought it was nootropy. I put a line through. I'm sorry. You never corrected me. Maybe it was that
come
delay.
Through yet.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if you said my name right or not.
Okay, nootropic. Okay. Mm.
So nootropic, either or.
I see, yes. Mm. Now, was this, did your rocket take off on Take Your Family to Work Day? And it was just like, guys, you got to come with
they
me?
They got to come. And, you know, and then we have to... You know, get plan with the tutor. We have to get someone to watch our dog.
Oh, good. Yeah, so you don't have to inform the school that they'd be, you know, not in school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You also, are you forwarding your mail to up in space?
Yes. Yes, my mail comes up here. My physical mail.
So now
yes.
the postman has to get his own rocket ship that he goes back and forth.
Yes.
Now wait a minute. Who's paying for these rocket launches every day? To get
the American taxpayer. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair to me. I wish.
Wait,
I,
you
I
don't pay taxes?
I don't pay taxes, but I got friends.
It's helping humanity. It's helping humanity. Ultimately, it is good.
Is it disappointing when the guy comes all the way up from the Earth and it's just a bunch of junk mail and catalogs?
Oh, God, it drives me crazy, and I'm trying to get it off. It's all, like, especially in an election year. Oh, there's so much.
Well, how are they leaning up in space?
It's so up in space.
Yeah, what are the polls up in space?
Like right now?
Is it 50-50?
Yeah, right, oh, right now.
right now? Okay, right now it's 50-50. It's like really tense, yes.
So it's
like,
your the four humans, two of them.
Four humans, and then there's a lot of chatter.
Oh. What about the ghosts? Where are the ghosts leaning?
The ghosts, great question. And that's a big part of what we're studying is who are the ghosts? And then it's also, you know, what is it just ghosts in the United States? Is this ghost all around the world?
Can ghosts vote for other ghosts? Like George Washington, I would feel like he would constantly win the election.
Okay, I think you're coming through asking about George Washington. And
you answered it right away.
Okay. Well, very good. Then everything's working. The knobs are set. I won't touch
the knobs. Don't touch the knobs anymore.
Touch the knobs.
Stop fiddling with the knobs.
It's hard.
I know. You see a knob, you want to fiddle with it.
It's hard. Yeah. And then I get paranoid that like maybe he asked that already. It's very, 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 very frustrating. But yes, the ghost, George Washington, we believe, is in charge of the American ghost as of this recording.
I would imagine he's the commander.
Very fluid, Scott.
The commander in chief of ghosts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Magnus, I had a question.
Yes, please. Yes, you're coming in great.
Thank you, sir.
Don't touch the knobs.
Now, we have a fella by the name of John Lennon who just came back from the dead.
And I'm not convinced he's not a ghost.
Oh,
honestly.
That was my okay. question right there, Scott. Would you count him as a ghost?
I was hoping you weren't going to connect that I was dead and he's doing ghosts. I hope that didn't get connected at all, but it did.
You were pulling at that collar. I heard that sound.
I thought I heard something, and that had me reaching for the knob. I said either my wires are crossed or
someone's starch is a little heavy.
Yeah, someone's going too heavy on the starch.
Yeah.
But yes, no, it's not a coincidence. Yes, I'm...
But do you count him as a ghost?
I mean, that's part of the reason I'm on the show right now, Scott. You know...
You're trapping ghosts right now?
I'm, you know, just investigating. I wouldn't say it's trapping. I'm not doing, like, you know, catch a predator.
Okay,
like,
so do you have five simple questions that you would ask someone to see if they're a ghost?
I do. I have five simple questions. It's, okay, should we just get into this?
I guess if you're prepared, we can get into it right now.
Yes.
Are you going to ask me the questions?
You're the presumed ghost.
Okay, so I have no say in this. Great. Okay.
It's like Blade Runner.
Do we need your consent?
Whatever you want to do.
It's like Blade Runner, but ghost, not
railroad
machines,
me here
which
on
are
the...
fake. AI is fake.
AI is fake and ghosts are real?
AI is fake. Okay. Ghosts are real.
I don't know about that.
It's true.
How long have you been up there?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm serious. It's like nonsense. You think AI is real?
Hold on, wait. I think you're lagging. There was a question about how long you've been up there.
Oh, I've been up here. What is it? It is as of now. It's,
yeah, no, as of now would be great. Yeah. If we could get those stats.
As of 3 months ago.
As of now, as of this recording, March 2024.
Yeah, please, I beg of you, tell us how long you've been up there.
Yes, it's been about a week.
Good. Good. It settled in.
As of a week ago, it would have been zero.
You got there a week ago, man. It was a week. You've been up there a week.
It's been it's been 7 Earth days.
Earth days, okay. Yes.
Well, happy
Pluto birthday. Days would have been like barely anything.
Yes, and if you're on that spermatozoa collection out in space, yes, it's nothing.
So, so how long are you going to be out there?
Me,
I hate to ask two time-related questions back-to-back because of how long you took with the first one.
Well, it's because time is relative, Scott. I don't know if you've heard that or experienced it, but like,
the timekeeper
I'm on a different
we've
time
talked
zone.
About that.
Okay,
a
good.
Lot.
I'm in a different time zone. I'm in space.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yes.
All right.
It's freaky.
So I didn't ask that.
The sun is always up.
Is that SBDT? What is that?
SBDT?
I don't know quite what that is.
The time zone difference.
Oh, it's the abbreviation. Yeah, are you on SBBDT?
I thought you were bringing up sexual stuff.
Oh,
I was
no.
Gonna
you're
say...
thinking BDE. Is that going on up there?
Yeah, do you have BDE up there?
Big blank energy.
Oh, I sleep in a BED.
I hope so.
I meant to say.
Oh, I bet you just. Do you just float around?
Hey, Magnus got space dementia.
BDE. Ah, yes, big dick energy.
Big Dimension Energy.
It's what runs the ship. It was.
Wait, that's what powers your ship?
We have a funny sticker on the back of the ship that says, this ship runs on BDE.
That's funny.
How do you explain that to your children?
That is funny.
They're, you know, too young to get it. They're 14
don't know what it
15.
Is.
Yes.
Okay.
They're very, very simple young kids. They're 14 and 15.
Well, they're probably also just trying to make sense of what they're doing, in space.
Yeah, why daddy took us here.
Why don't I leave with the mailman?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, why don't they? Okay, I'm not going to bring that up. But you know how when William Shatner just went up to space recently he went up with Jeff Bezos whatever?
Bezos, yes.
His whole perspective on life changed, and has yours changed at all? Do you see things differently
it's
now?
It's compounded my view.
Really?
Yes.
And what is your view?
My view, like, specifically?
Look, if you want to be general to just everyone's view, go ahead. Yeah. But I'm talking to you. I'd love to hear your personal view specifically, yes.
Specifically for me, as far as my view
yeah,
on
that's
life?
Yeah, that's exactly the question that I asked, yes.
Every day is a gift.
Wow. And you didn't think that before?
Right. I've heard of these people, they go up into space and they look down on a little planet, blue as it may be.
Earth, so usually.
Far, right. Yeah. The world. And you can see the whole thing and you're looking at it and you start to think to yourself, boy, maybe I am the only thing out here and I got to just focus on myself more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, never,
be selfish.
Never cross my mind.
People see, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
No, because I never look at the planet.
You haven't seen Earth the entire time you've been up there?
Like, I look the other way.
The windows aren't pointing at it?
No,
or
I look out.
You're looking more towards Mars.
I'm looking, yes. I mean, which is far away, so I can't really see it. Yeah. But like, I'm on Earth all the time.
Do you not have any telescopes in that thing?
Well, they're trained on ghosts. I mean, I'm...
So you're not looking at the large view of Earth. You're training the telescope.
Yeah, they're on different things. And the telescopes
which
and the
ghosts are you watching right now?
Right now, we're watching...
yeah, right now. It seems to me as if you're stalling.
I think you're behind.
I know. You're okay, behind,
Scott,
and you're just stalling for time.
Scott, you're behind. okay, the ghosts we're most interested in now, right of now, the Pillsbury family.
Doughboy, he's not a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He's white like a ghost.
No, he's real. He's a ghost.
No, I didn't say he wasn't real.
Okay, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Well, putting aside whether he's real or not.
Now, I don't think he's real, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Okay. He's real, he's not real. Who cares? He's not a ghost.
Okay.
He just looks like one, but you can poke him and he goes, hee-hee.
All right, you pass. You're not a ghost, Scott. Those
that's
are the five
the test?
Questions.
Those are the five questions.
Wait, you're investigating the creators of the Pillsbury?
That's correct.
Like the family?
The Pillsbury family.
Okay, not the actual doughy.
They might be ghosts by now. Entity.
But it's very confusing because they all look exactly like the Pillsbury Doughboy. That's where
they made the Pillsbury Doughboy in their own image?
They're very doughy, pale people.
And Mrs. Pillsbury, the Pillsbury Doughboy, took out his rib and created her out of that?
It's bizarre. I mean, what people are attracted to. The two doughy, dough-like people met and mated.
I know. Maybe it's just the best they could do, they thought. Because I'm sure the Pillsbury Doughboy, he's like, ooh, Heidi Klum. Ooh, 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 wah, wah, wee, wah. Oh, I can't land someone like her? All right, I'll settle for Mrs. Pillsbury.
Okay, I'm just getting the wah, wah, wee, wah now, Scott.
Okay, all right, we don't have time. We're running out of time.
Well,
I'm
he had
so
questions.
Sorry.
I thought he had questions for Johnny Lynn.
Questions for Lennon, sure. That was a podcast. No, I still do it.
It was, yeah.
Over on the
We don't have time
Boys
for your five Discord. Questions, which I don't even think you know anyway.
Sloppy Boys Patreon. Get involved.
We are running out of but you did that right before the plugs, by the way, and so I'm going to have to dock you points.
He's ahead.
I've got so many points on this show.
You're ahead on the satellite?
He's ahead on the satellite.
Oh, okay. Whoops. This is plugs. Where guests try to figure out how to plug their projects while remaining true to the characters. It's a careful dance. You wanna promote without baiting on your character. Just say you're also an agent and you represent your real self. Plugs. Plugs. Plugs, 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 Yeah, that was Just Say You're Your Own Agent by Max Lichtig. Sorry I triggered that early, but thanks, Max, for that plugs theme. That was great. John, what did you, as a songwriter, what did you think about that?
10 out of 10.
10 out of, that's high.
One of the great ones. Yeah, that's better. I'm surprised that's not on the radio right now.
Better than any of your songs?
Everything off of Beatles 1.
Those are good.
Those are good. Yeah. Those are the top.
Right. If you have a plugs theme you want to send us, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs and upload it, and you can be heard on the week. And Max Lichtig, you are famous for a week. And Jermaine, what are we plugging here? Obviously, Ricky Stenicki is on Amazon Prime right now.
Wow. That's it.
Did I take your plug?
No.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm sure that's what Amazon want me to plug.
But what else do you have going on? What are you proud of?
Amazon. What do you want to plug?
Yeah, forget about Jeff Bezos.
He's flying around with Shatner.
My daughter's doing really good in school right now.
Oh, good.
I want to plug my daughter to Bay. She's doing a great job in school.
Amazing.
I'm very proud
of her. What are her grades like?
She has been excelling in her reading, which has been kind of like a thing that we've been trying to really...
John did that for 4 years.
That's good. Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Very inspirational. And her math is killing it, right? She's really good in her
math. What grade?
So she's in first.
First
there
grade.
You go.
Amazing.
She's in first.
Damn, a full day of school.
Good plug.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I like you seeding your plugs to your daughter's education. I appreciate that.
She deserves it.
All right, wonderful. John, what do you want to
plug? Well, I'm going to plug my beautiful son. He just won an Oscar.
You barely know his name.
Love that boy, that beautiful, beautiful boy.
You did write it about him.
Sure. But I also want to plug, this comedian, Mike Hanford, you've heard about. Mm. He's going to be in Chicago on April 13th and 14th doing an hour of stand-up. So
oh,
go
wow.
check that out.
Hey.
Tickets are available at the Lincoln Lodge. Go to LincolnLodge.com.
That sounds awesome.
And find
tickets.
Yeah,
he and Jermaine should do a dual show one of these days.
That would be great. I love Chi-Town, man. Yeah,
that's a great theater. All those Chicago people love comedy. And a great audience. I played there before.
Good job,
Wonderful.
Man. I mean, good job.
Well, of course, the Beatles played there. Yeah.
Well, not the Lincoln Lodge.
Shea Stadium is where you played, by the way.
Shea Stadium in New York.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't play Chicago.
Well, we did do an exhibition game with the Cubs.
Oh, wait, the Beatles versus the Cubs?
The Beatles were on the Cubs. We played in the White Sox.
They were in that shuffle thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did the shuffle.
We did the shuffle. That's right. Well, that was it.
Wait, all the Beatles were part of the shuffle?
Who the hell was part of that? That was me, Paul, George, and Ringo.
the entirety of the Beatles.
The whole group
was
there.
Stu.
Stu Sutcliffe. Wow, we hadn't talked to him in years. But the big thing that I want to put in everyone's brain is April 13th and 14th at the Lincoln Lodge.
That's
Mike
right.
Hanford. And a full hour.
Yeah. So just 3 and 4 days after Wet Day. Which is, of course, April 10th.
Wet Day?
Yeah, it's our new holiday that we created here on the show.
Oh, what happens?
Wet Day? Oh, we're celebrating that very soon. It's very exciting. What happens?
Sure.
I could take you through the whole history of Wet Day, but you're just going to have to listen to our yearly episodes.
Let's do it on the email.
You're saying Wet Day?
Wet Day,
Wet Day.
Wet Day would be a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
You want to create a holiday?
What day?
What day?
What day do you want to do?
Yeah. If you wake up and you're like, what day is it? That's a holiday.
That's what day.
You call in to work, say, it's what day?
We did it, Scott. We just did that. I like it.
It's a
good song. I'm getting the song now.
You are really
I'm
far behind.
The song.
Magnus.
Wait a minute, you didn't hear about the plugs?
The song is very fun.
Magnus, what do you want to plug here? Try to catch up.
Okay, I'm sorry, I did touch, I have, confession time, I touched the knobs.
We know you touched the knobs.
Confession time.
I've been listening to this podcast, the Action Boys podcast.
Oh, I've heard this.
Mm-hmm. And it really titillates me.
Really? I wouldn't say that it had that effect on me when I listened to it, but
very titillated.
I was entertained, certainly, but titillated.
Yes, I'm titillated.
What types of things do they talk about?
They talk about mostly movies.
I would say 100% of it is movies.
Yes. The conversations, you'd be surprised.
Tangential.
There are many tangents.
Yeah.
And difficult industry, the movie industry.
It is. Very even harder than the space exploration.
Mm.
So I've been listening to that. I'll use my plug.
Where can people get that?
They can get that on patreon.com/actionboys with
okay.
a Z.
Okay, all right, very good. I want to plug, we have great shows over at cbbworld.com right now. We're doing episodes of CBB Presents, which is people from this show have their own shows. We did the Timekeeper special. We did Alimony Tony's Valimony Shoney. You have Randy Snuts does a bi-weekly podcast called Hey Randy. We also have Scott Hasn't Seen, where we watch movies that I haven't seen, along with Sprague the Whisperer. We have The Neighborhood Listen. We have College Town. We have ad-free episodes of This and Threedom. So much going on over there over at cbbworld.com. Head over there, and if you subscribe for a year, you can do it monthly, but if you subscribe for a year, you can get two of those months free, which is always great. We also have Wet Day merchandise in the store right now. Yep. Over it, you can get a Wet Day swimsuit. You can get a Wet Day towel to towel yourself off and become dry so you can get wet again.
Wow.
Head over to podswag.com and you can get some of the Wet Day merchandise. Wet Day is just right around the corner, guys. I mean, it is so close. April 10th coming up. Also, Haley Joel Osment's birthday. So that's we'll celebrate both of those on the same day.
It's also Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah. I said that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so head over to cbbworld.com and you can get those. And I think we might have action figures still on sale. I'm not quite sure. And the CBB book is out there, Comedy Bang Bang book you can still get. All right, let's close up the old plug bag. Ben, I have to talk to you about something.
What's wrong?
For the past 10 years, you have messed up the song.
What are you talking
year.
About? How?
This is a closing the plug bag song.
Yes, so the bag
every year you sing a song for opening the plug bag.
That can't be true.
Hello?
C. L.
O.
S.
E.
Close.
What's in there?
Okay, thank you. That was Rodeo Remix by Chris Finke. Thanks so much to Chris. Thank you so much for that. And guys, I want to thank you so much, Jermaine. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Big fan. Come back, please. Had a great time doing this with you and great guest.
I would love to.
And continued success with Ricky Stenicki. And
thank
I hope you.
You
never audition again.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
And John, I hope you never audition again.
I don't need to audition, Scott, because yep. I don't get into the movies.
That's right. And hey, Magnus, I hope you never audition again either. I'll give it to all three of you.
I appreciate that. We're closing the plug bag right now.
What do you appreciate if you're that far behind? All right, look, that's it for us. We're going to see you next week. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.